Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, first name Zandra, Z-A-N-D-R-A, date of birth December 28, 1957, date of evaluation August 26, 2025, the referring physician, Dr. Warren Strudwick, the chief complaint, 67-year-old Hispanic female with left knee injury. The HBI, the patient is a 67-year-old female who reports an episode of fall approximately 5 years ago, period. She had fallen on the wet floor, period. She subsequently injured her right knee and underwent surgery approximately 2 years ago, period. In the interim, she had developed left knee problems, period. She began experiencing pain in the left knee, period. She further experienced bilateral shock-like pain beginning approximately 4 months earlier, period. She further describes the left knee as giving out, period. She had been evaluated and found to have a pathology requiring surgery, period. She had been found to have a meniscal tear involving the left knee, period. She was then treated with corticosteroid injection with minimal relief in her symptoms, period. The patient was found to require partial medial meniscectomy, chondroplasty, arthroscopic knee debridement for other tear of medial meniscus, current injury, ganglion left cyst, period. The patient denies any cardiovascular symptoms, period. She has had no chest pain, orthopnea, or paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, period. The past medical history, one, hypertension, next number, hypercholesterolemia. The past surgical history, she had an EGD, next number, right knee surgery, next number, total abdominal hysterectomy, next number, breast reduction. Medications, losartan/hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, daily, atorvastatin, unknown dose daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, father had diabetes, maternal aunt had breast cancer, an uncle had colon cancer. The social history, patient denies cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use. Review of systems is otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 128/89, pulse 56, respiratory rate 16, height 62 inches, weight 195 pounds. In general, the patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiovascular examination reveals a soft systolic murmur in the aortic region, but is otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal. There is mild tenderness involving the medial aspect of the left knee, period. The impression, this is a 67-year-old female who sustained an industrial injury first to the right knee and subsequently developed compensatory injury to the left knee, period. The patient was found to have left knee injury, meniscus tear, and ganglion cyst involving the left knee. She is now scheduled for partial medial meniscectomy, chondroplasty, arthroscopic knee debridement of ganglion. Patient has history of hypertension and hypercholesterolemia, but has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. She notes that her, correction, she is found to have normal blood pressure, period. She has hypercholesterolemia, period. As such, she has several risk factors for coronary artery disease, period. Despite the same comma, she has no symptoms of same. ECG is relatively unremarkable. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.